begins. The hooves and hooves with greenish skin. So close your eyes and you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way to make his monster work today. For if he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of Count Frightenstein.
Keep my jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
Uncle Salem here, or as I've been dubbed by my friend Paul Champion in the midst of this Uncle Salem Halloween Marathon weekend, Scary Lewis. So welcome to the Scary Lewis Marathon. Here is the new episode that you've all been waiting for. I don't know, maybe you have, I don't know. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun in the next hour, and of course, if you want to keep on playing from the time of this recording, there will be a marathon going through until Wednesday morning, night after Halloween 2023, if you're listening live. What I want to do here is something that we've done a few times before and just kind of play an hour of Halloween atmospherics, Halloween shenanigans. If you just want to lay back and just get into the Halloween spirit, that's what we're going to do here this weekend on Blank Generation. So sit back and relax and enjoy this twofer by the aforementioned Paul Champion and Snored. I'm Blank Generation. Happy Halloween!
Halloween story, please?
Well, okay, but before I start, Melissa, you'll have to listen very carefully. Promise?
Promise.
Well, it was a dark and stormy Halloween evening. The wind was howling, the owls were hooting, and my pals Billy, Dennis, and Scott and I were all dressed up in our scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, we heard strange sounds coming from the vacant house across the street. We wanted to find out what was inside, so we waited until the light turned green, crossed the street, and ran towards the house. Carefully, we walked up the stairs onto the creaky porch. We pushed the door open and walked into the pitch-black house. I had forgotten the flashlight that my mother always told me to take along on Halloween, so we couldn't see a thing except for our brightly colored costumes that glowed in the dark. All of a sudden, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. I turned around, and a vampire with fangs for teeth and bloodshot eyes was standing right in front of me.
Good evening, my little ghosts and goblins, and welcome to the haunted Halloween house. We've been expecting you.
My pals ran to the door, but it slammed shut. I could hear our hearts pounding louder and louder.
Leaving so soon? Why, you've just arrived. Don't be frightened. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Except...
Billy turned to me and whispered, I'll never go into a stranger's house again. Never! What's that sound? I asked.
Oh, you want to discover the secret of Halloween, do you? All right, then. It's just behind that door. Open it. If you dare.
Holding my breath, I walked towards the door. As I reached for the door handle, the door opened. A bright light was coming from inside an old dusty trunk. As I got closer, the sounds got louder. I opened the trunk. Witches, skeletons, bats came flying at us.
And then what happened, Grandpa?
I woke up. It was just a dream. But you see, Melissa, Halloween can be lots of fun, but the trick to having a great Halloween is to follow a few simple safety rules. Now tell me, what have you learned from the story?
I'll never go into a stranger's house. I'll always take a flashlight when I go trick-or-treating. I won't go out alone. I'll always wear a bright reflective costume so people can see me in the dark.
Anything else, Melissa?
I'll always wait until the light turns green, and I'll look both ways before crossing.
Remember, wait till you get home to try Halloween treats and eat Kraft-wrapped candies.
Who was that, Grandpa?
I'm really not sure.
I was sitting in my room, dark and gray and crying. Someone in my life, I fear, was at the point of dying. A cold wind blew right up my spine. It was the break of dawn. A little voice way deep inside told me she was gone.
This house is haunted.
Singing, no more laughing, no more sunny days. She left and took the colors with her, buried in her grave. This is where we climbed the tower. This is where she fell. Then when her young heart stopped beating, I went to hell.
This house is haunted. My TV. I feel you sit down on the couch right here next to me. Then I feel your lips touch mine just like we used to do. I'm so happy all alone being here with you.
Happy Halloween!
Cut up a nation and all this creation. Meeting at the point out of nine. Take your stage at the door, we're gonna fly once more. Such an astonishing sight. Screaming at the moon, we're dancing on your tomb. It's time you rise up on the rock. The best left unsaid, we're scaring up the dead. They're waking for the graveyard stall.
Graveyard stall.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stall.
All your fiendish friends, all your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light. Unearth the crates and open up the gates. Diabolical dance of the cursed. All your witches and wizards, your lions and lizards, do your best at doing your worst. We're screaming at the moon, we're dancing on your tomb. It's time you rise up on the rock. But best left unsaid, we're scaring up the dead. They're waking for the graveyard stall.
Graveyard stall.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stall.
The veil is wearing thin. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Graveyard stall.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stall.
The veil is wearing thin. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light. Dancing on your tomb, they're waiting for the graveyard storm.
Graveyard storm.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard storm.
All your fiendish friends, all your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Graveyard storm.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard storm.
The veil is where it's been. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Storm. Storm.
Finally, a successful run at time travel. We've been sending lifeless garbage through time for decades. Bringing it back, however, very much in a trial and error phase. Here at Erebus, our source for tests, volunteers, we're going to prove them all wrong. So come to Erebus!
We'll be right back. WETO and A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Nightmares wants to make you a winner in Freddy's Holiday Party Contest. A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, from Media Home Entertainment, comes to home video in December, and 25 lucky winners will celebrate with a complete party kit, including the video, hats, posters, even Freddy's invitations. Watch Freddy's Nightmares. Write the name of the episode in your name and address on a postcard and send it to WETO. If your card is drawn, you win. Wouldn't that be a scream?
Come on.
Steamer began to move slowly away, but on the landward horizon appeared the silhouette of a fighting machine. Another came, and another, striding over hills and trees, plunging far out to sea and blocking the exit of the steamer. Between them lay the silent, grey, ironclad Thunder Child. Slowly it moved toward shore, then with a deafening roar and whoosh of spray, it swung about and drove at full speed towards the waiting Martians.
There were ships of shapes and sizes scattered out along the bay, and I thought I heard her calling as the steamer pulled away. The invaders must have seen them as across the coast they filed, standing from between. Cannons blazing as she came, brought a mighty metal warlord crashing down in sheets of flame. Sensing victory was nearing, thinking fortune must have smiled, people started cheering. Come on, Thunderchild.
Martians released their black smoke, but the ship sped on, cutting down one of the tripod figures. Instantly, the others raised their heat rays and melted the Thunder Child's valiant heart.
Pierce the deck, dashing hopes for our deliverance as we watch the sinking wreck. With the smoke of battle clearing, all the grazing waves defiled, slowly disappearing. Farewell, Thunderchild, slowly disappearing.
Smoke cleared, the little steamer had reached the misty horizon, and Carrie was safe. But the Thunder Child had vanished forever, taking with her man's last hope of victory. The leaden sky was lit by green flashes, cylinder following cylinder, and no one and nothing was left now to fight them. The Earth belonged to the Martians.
Found murdered in a house in the northwest section of Haddonfield.
He's back. Jamie Lee Curtis, Donald Pleasance, John Carpenter's Halloween 2.
Help me!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. What if they got your hat? The kind of eyes that drive wolves have. So just to see that you don't get checked, I think I ought to walk pretty far away. What bullets you have? Be sure to look someone bad. But don't feel you get to grandma's place. I think you want to walk with him to say, I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be just in walking with you alone. Oh! Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. What a big heart I had, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even big bad wolf can be good. Outside of being satisfied, just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see, think by when, before we get to your grandma's place.
About Dr. Satan. And you know what I'm gonna do, boy? I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna let you meet the old bastard.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play on. starched white shed. You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play around in. In the skies with all the backing away.
Mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes and someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Bose. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night he might wait for you upon the stairs, so when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Bose. By the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Mose. Now if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mole.
I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they was spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they was spooks, 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 spooks. I couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, "What say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup raise our spirits. Oh, Lord of them spooks, 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 those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. Now, you don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard.
The next spook spoke, he said, suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my favorite haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I ain't spoofing, man, I mean, and I've seen what I've seen.
A big spook spoke, he said, Spike, my son, he said, I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, 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 or those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know. The last spook turned to his spouse and frowned, said, I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look a fright.
He's talking about spooks, spooks, spooks. Real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No use to putting up your dukes. You just can't fight to them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this jive, no.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
Hi there, all you sweet lovers of ghoulish gore. This is Wolfman Jack, inviting you to my Halloween party on Halloween night. When else? We're gonna shock you, thrill you, make you laugh to death. That's the Wolfman Jack Halloween party on the night that was made for howling.
Goodbye.
Hey, group, it's your old pal Uncle Salem, ready for another hour of fun.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm Uncle Salem. Are we trying to take over my show? Hey, let go of my show!
Debugging! 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 is Wolf Mountain Entertainment's famous Nightmare on Main Street. Take a tour through the chilling classrooms of the old Pomeroy High School, where you can feel the spirits go straight through you. It's a jump scare, real life horror night that will leave you with plenty of eerie, spine chilling images that you will never get out of your head. Keep checking wolfmountain.com for details or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Wolf Mountain Entertainment, 320 East Main Street in Pomeroy, Ohio. It'll scare the yell out of you.
You can have a hold of your baby, hold her tight, cause Madam Damon is flying tonight. If you see a weird chance or hear a strange sound, scream your little heads off, the baton's alarm. I'm loose tonight.
What a sight. Stay close to your baby, don't leave her alone. She might be a day far better than mine.
I take her to dancing, we'd have a ball. He'd never get back for you at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's cool, the way I'm cool. What a fool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm cool, a crazy cool. But I'm no fool.
I'm
castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him. When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
Thank you for listening to Blank Generation with Uncle Salem. And it's one week closer to Halloween, Halloween.